My name's Norm McKinnon. I'm a proud member from the Wurundjeri clan and Taddy Taddy people. I'm 41 years old. I just celebrated another birthday in jail, which is pretty sad, but, you know, the lifestyle we live, I guess. I've got four children. I've got a 20-year-old son and 13-year-old twin boys and a little 7-year-old stepson, but he's like my son too, you know. And a lovely wife out there, beautiful partner, yeah. Still waiting for me to grow up, you know. That's probably me, you know. We're not allowed to gather around, we're not allowed to all get together and have men's group at the moment, you know. Because I don't want us all gathering, you know. Thing is, we're not even allowed to, it's only me in the room here by myself at the moment, you know. Because we're all not allowed to stand around in enclosed spaces. Yeah, so we're not allowed to, they've knocked all the education on the head and we're not even allowed to have canteens in here, you know, because we're all standing in line. So we're not allowed to have, we have to do it all by paperwork and get brought to us. So don't want us standing around in a big mob of numbers. Well, we're on a footy field and that, walk around, we're a bit separated, but, we're not allowed to have a men's group. And that I've been trying to get us, down the men's group, down the Koori Garden, down the bottom there, but not too many of us. Not allowed to have enough gatherings, you know. I love being beside my people, you know, drawing strength for each other, from each other, and just supporting each other mentally and, you know, physically and stuff like that. No, we can't do it on our own. God knows I've tried, you know, and you can't do it on your own, you know. Don't take life for granted, you know, especially being on the streets and that lifestyle that we live on the streets, you know, with the coppers, you know, justice, the way we know how we're treated, you know. That's all over the world. It's being treated like that at the moment too. Not just being Aboriginal from Australia, being a black person from more just the colour of the skin, you know, we treat second class citizens. And so the message would be to if everyone was listening to my voice, it'd be proud of who you are. Stand up for your rights, you know, for your own people.